Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, we're talking about, well, recycling, aren't we? We're going to be doing good things for the environment, and one of the really good things you can do for the environment is to recycle things like cans and bottles. Do you recycle every day?
Of course I do. 当然一定要做回收啊，这个很重要。不过我们今天 Encyclopedia 的单元除了谈谈回收之外大概还会谈谈有关于比如说我们回收的罐子吧 cans 它们的一些材质大概你知道的有多少呢
Now of course when we have bottles they're probably made of either glass or plastic They're quite simple to recycle But when we talk about cans you might have to answer a few questions before you know how to recycle themAnd also, the things that they make your cans out of can have a big effect on the food or drink that you're enjoying. So, let's find out about cans and what they're made out of.
赶快看看今天的问题。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Containers.Aluminum cans and steel cans.
Which is true about aluminum cans and steel cans? A. Aluminum cans are for sweet drinks only. B. Steel cans are better for hot items. C. It's easier to ship steel cans.The answer is B. Steel cans are better for hot items. The world produces about 475 billion cans a year. 75% are aluminum and 25% are steel or tin. Aluminum cans are popular because they're light and can handle the air pressure in sodas.However, steel cans are thicker. That makes them better for holding food and hot liquids like coffee or soup.
Styrofoam. Styrofoam. Paper. Paper. Plastic. Plastic. Glass. Glass. Ceramic.Ceramic.
Okay, so we begin with a really good question and actually a question I didn't really know the answer to. Let's check it out. What is true about aluminum cans and steel cans?
Wait a minute. We have two kinds of cans?
Two kinds of cans, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that makes it a little more difficult. Let's look at these. Well, of course, cans are things made of metal. Usually they're round, they have a top, and we open them to get food out. We put food inside, maybe drinks inside. They're really useful because you can keep food in a can for a very long time.Right, a lot of people can have cans of food in their kitchen, and they're good for years, right? You can keep things in a can for a very long time. But cans, it seems, are made of two things, aluminum and steel. Aluminum, well, is a metal. It comes from the ground. They use something called bauxite, B-A-U-X-I-T-E.To make aluminum, and that's the thing that we often find drinks in. So if you buy a can of Coca-Cola or a can of juice or something like that, it's probably made of aluminum.
真的吗？我不太知道诶。不过你这个 aluminum, 我想如果你提到的是可乐罐的话，我猜应该是铝罐哦。所以这个 aluminum, aluminum, 诶，台湾我们好像会说有一种材质叫做 aluminum。
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Okay.
所以那应该是铝的意思。
Interesting.
Right. Okay, 好。那么另外呢我们还有看到一个材质是 steel。不过在那之前我们先复习一下这个 can。can 呢在这里可不是什么助动词能够哦而是那种罐头的罐子啊或者是我们像说可乐罐啊可乐瓶子那个一开罐的那个罐其实在英文当中都是 can。好接下来我们看看 steel 这个材质。
Now, steel, of course, is stronger than aluminum, but it's also heavier. When we talk about a steel can, we're probably talking about like a soup can or the kind of thing you'll find vegetables in, you know, if you buy carrots or maybe some kinds of fruit like peaches or pineapple, it might come in a steel can. So aluminum is very light, but not very strong. Steel is very strong, but not very light.
What's the difference between steel and iron?
Steel and iron. They're
different, right?
They're a little bit different. Mm. Iron is sort of a more simple kind of steel. You take iron and then you heat it up very, very hot, mix in a few other things, and then you get steel. So steel is much stronger than iron.
好吧。Iron 是铁，那 steel 呢是比它还要硬一点点的，其实就是钢。钢这个材质叫做 steel。好 ,anyways, 铝瓶罐啊跟这个钢的这个罐头的罐子到底有什么样的差别呢？或者是以下三者 ABC 当中到底哪一项才是正确的
?Okay, so yeah, let's do check out A, B, and C and find out what is true about aluminum and steel cans. Let's look at our first answer. A, aluminum cans are for sweet drinks only.
像可乐之类的吗？铝罐，我也不知道。How about C? B
okay,
or
C? B, steel cans are better for hot items.
Hot items.
Interesting. Okay, or C, it's easier to ship steel cans.
应该如果是 C 的话，可是 steel 好像比较重诶，所以应该不是 C，
right,
要运送应该比较
steel is heavier，
对，比较重啊。
Yeah, and how about A? Well, I was thinking, yeah, you know, Coca-Cola,
or
something like that. Those are sweet drinks, but a lot of people might know that you get beer in aluminum cans, and beer is not a sweet drink.
没错。
Right?
Okay, I know. The answer is B.
B, the answer is B. Well, that's the answer you chose. We should explain to ship something, as we see in answer C. That's to send something a long way. For example, if you're going to send a Christmas present or a birthday present to someone in another country, you would ship it to them. Or if you order something from overseas, let's say you go on Amazon and buy some books, they will ship it to you. Basically means you put it in a box, it goes on a boat or an airplane and travels a long distance. That's what we mean when we use ship as a verb, to ship something. Okay, the answer, which is true about aluminum cans and steel cans? Here, let's do a drum roll. The answer is...
B!
B, that's correct. Steel cans are better for hot items. Okay, because I think about in the 7-Eleven, often when you go and buy some of that hot tea or some of the hot chocolate, right, they keep it in that warm little box near the, in the 7-Eleven.
Oh,
and those are always the stronger steel cans.
对，可是说真的 I didn't know any material about that cans, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of what kind of material it is.
Right. Well, if you ever try to bend one, you know, you, it's quite easy if you stand on a Coca-Cola can.
Oh,
it will break under your foot.
Try to
stand on one of those tea cans, and it probably won't break so easily because it's much stronger, but that means it's good for hot items, whereas aluminum could burn. Okay, let's look at some other interesting facts about cans. The world produces about 475 billion cans a year. 475 billion cans a year.
Wait a minute. 10亿、100亿、1000亿、4750亿.
So write down the number 475 and then put 9 zeros after it. And that's a big number. What, there's about, what, 6 or 7 billion people in the world. So that's about, what, 70 or 80 cans per person.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of cans.
That's
But when I think about it, you know, I could imagine me drinking 70 or 80 cans of beer or Coca-Cola or juice or tea every year. That's not too much.
Right.For a year.
For a year.
对啦，一年是还好啦。如果一年当中一个月喝个一两次，那也有好几十罐咯。对哦，是没有错啦。所以其实正确答案说的这个钢瓶啊，或者是钢罐啊，这种瓶子其实对于一些热饮是比较好的，是没有错。那我们刚看到 C 选项当中的 ship 其实就是运送的意思，不管是用船啊，或者是用飞机来运送。 不过文章一开始就告诉我们啦，其实在一年当中全世界会生产多少个 cans， 多少这个瓶瓶罐罐呢？其实大概有1100亿，我们说4750亿 cans a year，而且其中的 75%， 其中的 75% 是 alumi 这种材质。
That's right. The other 25% are steel or tin, which is an older material that they still do make some cans out of.Aluminum cans, it says, are popular because they're light and can handle the air pressure in sodas. That's true. When you open a Coca-Cola or a soft drink like that, there is gas, and that gas, when you open it, is under pressure. And I guess aluminum is good for that kind of thing. And as it says, it's light. It's not as heavy as steel. Interesting.And it also says steel cans are thicker. That makes them better for holding food and hot liquids like coffee or soup.
Right. 不过啊，我们刚刚提到说75%在每年生产当中的这些 cans 是 alumi 这种铝的材质。那么25%呢才是钢或者是tin, T-I-N, 这个 tin 呢其实就是锡的材质。那当然为什么铝罐会很受欢迎，因为我们知道它们很轻啊， they're light, 这里的 light 不是光哦，是 heavy 的反义词，是轻的意思。而且本身呢这个铝罐呢就可以来承受或者是处理 handle 在这个含气饮料的，比如说可乐啊，或者是汽水所产生的一些 air pressure， 一些压力。当然这个 steel cans 是比较厚啦，所以他们如果用来装一些 hot items， 热饮是比较安全的。
Alright, well that's an interesting look at cans, so maybe the next time you're buying a can from the local store, you might want to stop and think about just what it's made of.So, of course, we have steel and aluminum cans that we recycle all the time. What are some of the other materials that we would recycle in our homes?
And paper.
Paper, yeah, of course. Newspapers, books, all sorts of bags and things like that. And, of course, there's plastics, right? When we think of bottles and other kinds of food containers you might buy at the supermarket. What else? Ooh, here's one. Styrofoam.
Huh?
Styrofoam, like a coffee cup, that kind of white,
That's paper.
It's kind of like plastic. No, styrofoam's not made of paper. It's a form of plastic. Think about when you buy bananas and they come in that big white dish, right? It comes in that little...
Banana?
A banana, when you buy it in the supermarket, it's in that white plate and they cover it with like a thin plastic. But that stuff, or in a coffee cup sometimes, that's styrofoam.And that's a different kind of material to recycle. You don't put it with the paper or the plastic.
I know what you're talking about. 你是在说宝丽龙，对不对？
That's right.
But you know what?
Styrofoam.
We buy coffee and the coffee is in a paper cup.
Well, sometimes, but in other places, traditionally, a styrofoam cup was often used.
对对对 that's not good for the environment.
No, it's not. You should be careful with styrofoam. That's probably why more people use paper cups now for things like coffee, but you still get styrofoam at the supermarket, often meat.
对对
right?
对
If you buy meat, they'll have it in a styrofoam.
下面盘子是那个宝丽龙
And of course,
what's the word again?
Styrofoam.
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 宝丽龙 styrofoam.
It sounds so space age.And futuristic. And of course, something really old-fashioned, glass. Don't forget about glass. It's always good to recycle your glass. So keep reusing, reducing, and recycling, and we'll see everyone next time.
Bye-bye. Hello, everyone. I'm Evita.
起床了，不要再睡了，太阳都晒屁股啦。
刚刚那段同学们可以自行倒带一下，录下来当成铃声，
这样就会每天有我甜美的声音叫你们起床哦。
连我自己都是听不下去了，不过重点是，同学们应该都有赖床的经验吧。好啦，我自己就很赖床，所以有时候会请好朋友打个 wake up call， 叫我起床。wake up call， W-A-K-E， wake， 然后 up。UP 这个偏语同学们一定都知道是起床起来的意思 call C-A-L-L 就是打电话咯平时赖个床还能接受但是如果你出门在外 尤其出国的时候，难道要朋友打国际电话叫你起床吗？
当然不用，基本上饭店旅馆都会有电话闹铃服务，所以可以到柜台询问。
Does this hotel have a wake-up call service? Does this hotel have a wake-up call service?
这间旅馆有电话闹铃服务吗？或者大家应该最常说或最常听到的是 morning call, morning call。所以咯，今天的小聚会还可以改成 Does this hotel have a morning call service? 不过我相信 A plus 小聚会大家精神都来啦，哪需要 wake up call?所以 A Plus 小聚会下次见喽，拜拜。
Chit Chat。
如果说 Do the dishes 是洗碗盘，
那它跟 Wash the dishes 又有什么不一样呢？
Great, it's my turn to do the dishes. 讨厌啦，又是轮到我洗碗盘。诶，不过刚刚大家有没有注意听，我是用 do the dishes 来表示洗碗盘哦。那很多人常常就会想说，可是洗的英文不是要用 wash 吗？所以我为什么不会用 wash the dishes 呢？其实啊， do the dishes 和 wash the dishes 都是指洗碗盘，可是看你要强调的是什么哦。如果你要强调的是洗碗盘做这样的家事呢，那你就要用 do the dishes. For example, I do the dishes every weeknight. 我每个星期一到五的晚上都要洗碗盘。所以这里的 do the dishes 就是强调洗碗盘这项家事。可是呢，如果你要强调这个洗碗盘洗的这样动作呢，那么你就可以用 wash。所以你就可以说 wash the dishes. 我们来造个例句会比较清楚哦。像是 most people wash the dishes in hot water. 很多人他洗碗盘都是用热水用的哦。所以这里是强调这个洗碗盘要注意的事情。同样的，像是洗衣服这样的家事呢，我们英文也要用 do the laundry。其中的 laundry 就是要洗的衣服，不管是干净或是脏的衣服哦。那它是个不可数名词，所以即使要洗衣服很多，也是不可以加 s。那如果你要强调洗衣服的洗的动作，就可以用 wash the clothes.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
当我们用 do the dishes 或者是 do the laundry 都是用来表示像洗衣服啦、洗碗盘这样的家事哦。如果要强调洗的动作，我们当然可以用 wash the clothes or wash the dishes.
Plus Encyclopedia.
Containers, aluminum cans and steel cans.
Which is true about aluminum cans and steel cans? A. Aluminum cans are for sweet drinks only. B.Steel cans are better for hot items. C. It's easier to ship steel cans. The answer is B. Steel cans are better for hot items. The world produces about 475 billion cans a year. 75% are aluminum and 25% are steel or tin.Aluminum cans are popular because they're light and can handle the air pressure in sodas. However, steel cans are thicker. That makes them better for holding food and hot liquids like coffee or soup.